It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Okay, here's...
Every time.
Okay, you know, here's what's weird about the music.
Yeah.
Ever since we switched it.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that we press the button and it doesn't play right away.
Man.
And I don't know why.
Man.
So, let's try one more time. With Mike and Nev.
You know, it's only been a week, but it feels like an eternity since I heard that.
You know? It really
is a wonderful thing.
It is a great, great song. But what's the problem? Am I not pressing the button hard enough?
I don't know.
Of course you wouldn't know because I have the phone. Only the phone knows.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrage. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. I have a question.
Sure.
We keep saying exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
Didn't we put in our paperwork to iTunes like 2 months ago?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm working on it. You know what's killing me about this? Okay, we put in the paperwork to iTunes and haven't heard anything back.
Right.
So we need to get on the ball with that. But you and I are both crazy busy now. But also, it's like there are these other sites that I was told were great, like podcastalley.com
mm-hmm.
or like podcastpickle.com.
Podcastpickle.com.
Not kidding you. And it's like I go to these things. One of them is like a spam site.
Of course.
And the other one, it's like it just – I don't know where to submit anything. It's just – I don't know.
I hate that.
It's so annoying.
I hate when they have sites where you can't submit everything. You ever hear of the – it's like a kind of a slash restaurant fast food place called The Stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
The Stand, which is in California. There's a few locations in Southern California. It is kind of a burger slash hot dog stand slash chicken stand. They have like all different types of variations of the hot dog,
yep.
the LA dog, the Chicago dog, and blah blah blah. I get forwarded emails sometime about these specials from The Stand, talking about you get these special prices but only with a Stand membership card.
Oh, wow.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I can't figure out how to get a membership card because the places itself won't give them out and the website doesn't have anything where I can submit it. And it's driving me crazy.
That's horrible.
Mike, I want free Stand fries, but I can't get it without a Stand card and I can't get a Stand card because there's nowhere to submit it.
Maybe that's the point. Maybe they're trying to, maybe they're trying to like, I don't know. You know, they're trying to, they're trying to make you constantly come back because there's the possibility. Of getting the fries, and it's like a challenge.
So it's like every time I go there, maybe trying to convince them that I have a card, but lost the card,
yeah.
and they say no, because they know the true story that there's no such thing as a card.
Yeah,
that's just wrong.
I'm not agreeing with it. I think you should stop going there.
I know I should.
Yeah,
I really should.
Guys, we want to say here. I mean, we always welcome sponsors on other things that matter with Mike and Nev, not The Stand.
Not The Stand.
No.
Until you give me a membership card,
right.
I don't want to hear from you.
That's right.
Punk bastards. You ran a marathon.
You know what? Just super quick. I did run a... Well, I almost ran a marathon. But I just want to point out, this is why we're not on iTunes. Because of the punk bastards.
Is that wrong to say?
For iTunes, maybe.
Really?
I don't know. Probably. There's
look into
there's
this.
There's probably a podcast.
Why are we not on iTunes yet?
There's probably a podcast called Punk Bastards.
There must be.
Yeah, there must be. All right. Anyways,
bastards cannot be considered a bad... Wait, real quick.
Yeah.
Before we go into your marathon, why is bastards a bad word?
I've never understood it.
I don't get it.
I know.
Does it resonate with me?
Good debate topic for the two of us.
You know,
yeah. I don't know. Neither do I. All right.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I know. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, FCC, because we know you listen to this.
All the time.
What's going on?
Right. And the iTunes people, if you're going to deny our application because of the word bastards, can you guys at least give us something in writing that explains why?
Or email.
Email, something. Phone call.
Phone call would be great.
You know? Something.
Create your own podcast telling us why you don't
want. Yeah, that's a good idea.
See.
You know, no to Mike and Nev at iTunes.com. Perfect. I love it.
Actually, that'd be kind of great.
That would be cool.
Yeah. From iTunes.
From iTunes.
Yeah.
Okay, so marathon.
Anyway, marathon.
You ran the New York Marathon.
I did. I unfortunately had an injury going in, and so I kind of knew I probably shouldn't be doing it. But I did it anyways. I got 19 miles through it and had to drop out.
The injury was to the groin, correct?
No. No, the injury is not to the groin. It was to the. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say 19 miles of a groin injury. That'd be impressive.
That would be. I wouldn't be standing right now. No, it was to my ankle.
Oh, that's.
I know it's lame.
It's not sexy.
No, no, it's not. No, it is not. It's in fact, it's hurting right now. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna. You know, Nevin, I'm gonna do something I've never done before.
What's that?
I'm gonna go to an orthopedic surgeon in the next week, probably, to get it looked at.
Does that actually exist?
I know. Yes.
I always thought it was just one of those make-believe things that just doctors say, and knowing the patient would never take him up on it because the insurance wouldn't cover it.
I know. No, it apparently really exists.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they do?
Look at your foot.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing.
That's a profession.
Yeah, it's... Well, see, I think the difference is a podiatrist is someone who specializes in, like, foot, you know, like... What am I trying to say? It specializes in, like, you know, foot conditions, mm-hmm. like, say, you know, athlete's foot or, right. like, severe things like that. I think an orthopedic person is more, like, mechanics. Sorry, I know we've, like, lost all our listeners now. But, I mean, an orthopedic...
Okay, wait, so basically, okay. The podiatrist deals with the foot fungus,
yeah.
but the orthopedic surgeon deals with the inner workings of the foot.
Underneath
the skin.
That's my guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Podiatrist.
Yeah.
How? We'll get back to marathon America. Sure. I have a couple of marathon questions.
Okay, I can't wait.
But
yeah.
The podiatrist.
Yeah.
How does one decide they want to become a podiatrist?
I've never understood it. I know.
It's weird to me.
I know.
Okay, you know, pediatrician, fine.
Yeah.
You want to work with kids.
Yeah.
Gynecologist, obvious reasons. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But podiatrist.
Yeah.
Feet.
You know, I know. It's yeah, even like optometrist. I understand. You're letting people see.
Right.
Like that's so
You're
much
providing a service.
I know. It's a weird... I know.
It's a weird profession.
I mean,
the
only thing I can think is competition. That, like, maybe there's not a lot of competition.
Maybe.
But I don't know. You know, I mean,
it could be simpler.
You know, this reminds me, it's like, I remember when I was, you know, I think we talked about this a long time ago when I was on jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we had our, you know, the what's his name? Not the mortician. You know, the guy... Anyways, that word. You know, the guy who does the autopsies on... I don't know why I'm...
Yeah, that guy. That the autopsy guy.
Cool. The autopsy
guy. I forget his name, but I know what you're talking about.
Anyways, you know, who'd been doing it for like 20 years,
right.
you know, and had done basically the average of one a day, every mm-hmm. day for 20... And just, like, how do you decide to do this? How do you go, like, you know, I want to, like, hang out with dead bodies.
Yeah, all day.
And cut them up and try to figure out why they were killed.
Did he give an answer?
No. But it was like, I was just looking at him going, how do you, like...
How do you decide this is what you want to do for the rest of your life?
Because he was married. And so I'm looking at him like, how do you, like, touch your wife?
Yeah.
Or you know, your loved ones. After,
true.
It's like...
And you see all their gruesome injuries as well.
Well, right.
That's weird to me. But again, maybe not a lot of competition, get to work with sharp objects, but, like, you're not performing surgery.
No.
So...
No one's going to thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
It's not like...
But that said,
maybe.
If you screw up, well, they're already dead.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, right. I sense the pros and cons.
Okay, marathons. Yes.
Two very important marathon questions I have for you.
I can't wait.
Number one.
Yeah.
How many fat people did you see running?
I knew you were going to ask it. yeah. You know what? A shockingly few. Shockingly few.
Shockingly few
yeah,
fat
I mean,
people
even,
ran.
Yes. Now, admittedly, I was, for most of it, not near the front, but I was in the under 4 hour crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the average is like 4:15 to, well, not 4:15, mm-hmm. like, you know, 4.5 to, you know, over five. That's where the fat people are going to be. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, doing like the incredibly slow, you know. So, but also New York, East Coast,
mm-hmm.
you don't see as many.
Right.
Just in general. Just because walking is a much bigger thing. And
right.
More, you know.
Makes sense, yeah. Fat people in New York, hence fewer fat people run the marathon.
It surprised me, but mm-hmm. yes, absolutely.
And of course,
yeah.
The second question we have to ask, how many hot women did you see? How many hot female runners were running the New York Marathon?
This was the biggest shock to me. Not a lot.
Really?
This was stunning to me. Now, there were a number. Don't get me wrong. There were a number of gorgeous women.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the thing. I love running partially because of this.
Of course.
Because, I mean...
Well, who doesn't?
Female runners.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
It's the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot. It was
wow.
It was weird. You know, the thing about the New York Marathon is a huge number of the runners are from Italy.
Okay.
Now, Italian women are gorgeous.
Oh,
don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
They also tend to be older, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, not like 20s to 30s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more like... 30s to 40s,
yeah,
maybe even 50. So, you know, I mean, there were a number, but it tended, you know, it was weird. It was a lot more like just schlubby people running it.
Did the lack of hot female runners exaggerate the ankle injury you had previously suffered?
I am sure. Absolutely.
You know, it must
you know
have.
What? You know what? There were three things that did it, probably. My shoes,
mm-hmm.
which were a little old. The cold. mm-hmm. which I just wasn't used to running in that cold, you know, that cold weather. And yeah, the lack of hot women.
You don't need to be an orthopedic surgeon to break this down.
No.
You know?
No.
No.
I couldn't follow it up. I was trying to figure it out. I was trying to find out something good.
But, you know, good for you for running the New York Marathon.
Yeah, no, I don't regret...
You went 19 miles.
I don't regret the decision, because if I had kept going, I would have probably permanently injured my foot and, you know, whatever. But I'm going to run it again and finish it this time, you know, and do good. And
good for you.
I'm happy.
Keep it up.
Woo!
Well, we always encourage
What was that woo?
I don't know. That came out of nowhere.
God. All right, woo! Go ahead. Yeah.
We always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com or shoot us an email at mikeandnev@yahoo.com. This week's letter, Mike, comes from Matt in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, wow.
So Matt in Brooklyn, New York. So interestingly enough, and he... talks about Jews in sports.
Right.
And we talked about that on last week's show, but that's the lack of Jews in sports. It's not really surprising to me that we're getting a letter about this from Brooklyn because Brooklyn has a very very large Jewish population.
Indeed.
My mom, in fact, is from Brooklyn. And he writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, Mike, is running considered a sport?
Oh.
I'm Jewish and I run. Am I a Jewish athlete?"
Interesting.
As from Matt in Brooklyn, New York. Mike, you're the runner. I'm going to leave this with you.
Interesting. They don't usually address it to one of us. That's
I know. And they're, very...
Wow.
I guess I know we've talked about your running before.
Yeah,
so
he
knew you were the runner in this partnership.
That's an interesting question. Well, you know, I think what we were talking about were the four major sports,
right?
You know, I mean, or the four major team sports. You know, we were talking about, hockey.
Football, basketball, and baseball.
Yeah, hockey. Not in that order.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
hockey's a distant fourth.
Anyway, so I think running, it absolutely is a sport. I mean, of course. And yeah, there are a lot of Jews who, I mean, man, especially in New York, you know, you're going to be there's a lot of Jews doing everything in New York, so whatever, you know, it's not going to be. But, I don't know. I mean, yes, you're a Jew in a sport, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
I guess, Matt, here's the...
Go ahead.
Well, Matt, here's, I think, the question we have to ask. We can all ask this because, you know, you, me, and Mike are fellow Jews. And let's ask the tough question. And, you know, are you and Matt participating in running because, as a Jew, you just don't have the abilities or mindset to participate in baseball, basketball, football, and hockey?
Interesting. Yeah, probably.
Is that what it is?
That's probably what it is.
So, Matt,
it's a good question. Interesting.
You know?
Yeah, I'm going to have to ponder this.
Ponder this.
Wow.
Or even just, maybe it's just not part of the culture of playing. I mean, it's, you know, there's not a lot of Jewish football families out there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
probably
true.
So Matt, examine yourself first, Matt. Look in the mirror.
Yeah, I mean, baseball, to be fair here, baseball, especially in New York, has had a lot of Jews.
Oh,
it's
true.
You know, play for it.
Of course.
I mean, that's, you know, but that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's a culture thing,
isn't
it?
This is deep.
It is very deep.
Wow, we're almost getting into something that matters.
Almost. So let's stop. Let's just stop right here.
End the podcast.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Ooh. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. Is it Things That Matter? Woo!